In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel follows immediately from the Gospel which we heard last weekend, in which our Lord asks the apostles, "Who do the people say that I am?" And the people give all the wrong answers. And then our Lord asks the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And St. Peter gives the right answer, the dead right answer. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And our Lord takes the opportunity to make Peter the steward of the kingdom of God, the rock upon which the church is built. All around a very good time for St. Peter. This week is a little different. Jesus proceeds to tell his disciples what being the king of the kingdom of God means. That he must go to Jerusalem to suffer, to be rejected, to die, and to be raised from the dead. Not a very pleasant forecast, is it? Just imagine if a friend of yours came and said, "Well, here's the plan. I'm going to Magna, and while I'm in Magna, I will suffer, and I will die and be raised from the dead." If you didn't look at your friend as if he were a little crazy, what would you say to him? "Don't go to Magna." Which is good advice anyway, because the people in Magna are lovely people, but the water is awful. If your friend told you he was going someplace to die, you would tell him not to go there, which is exactly what St. Peter did to our Lord. He was thinking in an earthly manner, and Jesus was speaking according to heavenly things. Our Lord was somewhat sharp with St. Peter. "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as man does." Now, you might think, if you just looked at that very superficially, that our Lord was saying to St. Peter, "Get away from me. I don't want you around with me anymore. You're the devil." That is not what he is saying. First of all, he's not telling him to go away. "Get behind me" means something different. If someone is in front of you, they are in your way. They are trying to lead you. But if someone is behind you, what are they doing? Following you. And so what our Lord is telling St. Peter is, stop trying to tell me where to go and follow me where I will show you to go. In Greek, satanos means adversary. And it could mean different things. It could mean the big adversary, Lucifer, or it could mean anyone who opposes you. St. Peter is opposing what God's plan is for Jesus. And so he's telling him, stop opposing me and start following me. And then Jesus tells the disciples what this means. Because it doesn't just mean that Jesus is going to Jerusalem to suffer and to die and to be raised from the dead. It is also what they must do. "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." This is a heavenly way of thinking, not an earthly way. The earthly way tells you to look out for number one. The heavenly way says, deny yourself. The earthly way says, take the easy road. The heavenly way says, take up your cross. The earthly way says, do whatever you want. The heavenly way says, follow Jesus. Lay down your life so as to save it. just as Jesus laid down his life to save us. And this is, in fact, what St. Peter ended up doing. He ended up going to Rome, where he suffered and died. There's a wonderful story of St. Peter's martyrdom that during the persecution of Nero, in which both St. Peter and St. Paul died, St. Peter saw the writing on the wall and he was hightailing it out of Rome. And as he's leaving Rome, what happens? He runs into our Lord going the opposite way, coming into Rome. And St. Peter says to him in Latin, "Quo vadis?" Where are you going? And our Lord says to St. Peter, "I am going to Rome to be crucified again and to die." And so Peter understood what our Lord was saying, and he turned around and went back to Rome, where he died, and Christ died again in him. All of us are called to be followers of the Lord. Be a follower of him. Do not try to lead our Lord, but rather let our Lord lead you to eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.